Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley. The perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. Like I said, it's basically the weekend. You know my ruling on this because one more sleep till Friday, which is technically the weekend.
You're calling out the weekend on Tuesday.
Well, I'm just saying it's further away from Monday.
Right, okay.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Last week, Taylor Swift was named America's Artist of the Decade. And this week, Ed Sheeran has been named the UK's Artist of the Decade, with Shape of You being named the top song of the decade. Gunners, who would you name Australia's Artist of the Decade?
Probably Guy Sebastian.
I'd say Sia.
Really?
Yeah. When you really think about it, she's internationally acclaimed.
Yeah, fair enough. 16-year-old climate crusader Greta Thunberg has been named Time's Person of the Year for 2019. Time magazine's editor-in-chief said she's an ordinary teen who, in summoning the courage to speak truth to power, became the icon of a generation. She became the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet this year. Thunberg is also the youngest person to ever receive the honour.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
The 2020 Screen Actors Guild Award nominations are out, with The Irishman, Bombshell and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood vying for the most film nominations with 4 apiece. All 3 are for outstanding performance by a cast, while individually, Joe Pesci and Al Pacino were nominated for The Irishman and Leo and Brad for Once Upon a Time. Now, Robert De Niro was again snubbed for his leading role in The Irishman, although he is receiving the SAG's Lifetime Achievement Award. On the TV side, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel led the pack with 4 nominations, followed by several shows that scored 3 noms, including Fleabag, The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Kominsky Method, The Morning Show and Stranger Things. The 26th SAG Awards will air January 19.
Now, do you remember when Olivia Newton-John auctioned her famous Grease costumes, including the iconic black jacket?
Yes.
Well, the billionaire who bought it for $243,000 for her Cancer Wellness and Research Centre in Australia has given it back to her.
That's really nice.
He said it shouldn't sit in a billionaire's closet for bragging rights, and it belonged to her. She was overwhelmed, as you'd expect, by the generosity.
Which is what I'm going to do right now.
Are you serious? That is the most incredibly generous thing to do for me. I'm so grateful and I'm just blown away.
And Jack Black has hinted that Jumanji, The Next Level, may be his last movie.
Whatever.
Yeah, the 50-year-old funny man said he's ready to ride off into the sunset. Unless Quentin Tarantino comes knocking, which he just might, because Quentin Tarantino has revealed that a Kill Bill 3 is a possibility. How cool would that be? Anyway, back to Jack Black. He'll still be making music with Tenacious D, and Jumanji, The Next Level is out in cinemas December 26th.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Entertainment news.
What words sum up summer for you, Ali?
Beach, sun, salty hair, beach umbrella, sunscreen, sunglasses, yeah, all that kind of
it's
stuff.
It's all very water-based, isn't it?
It is.
Just so happens that we have one of these $100 Stag Water Sports jets.
Ski water sport rides.
Yes, let's try that one again. Just so happens, Ali, that we have one of these $100 Stag Water Sports jet ski experiences up for grabs. Give us a call right now. Time to give away that Stag Water Sports jet ski. Oh, I've done it again.
You can't say, can you? Stag Water Sport jet ski experience.
Stag Water Sports jet ski experience.
Woo!
Got there eventually. 91.7 The Wave, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, what's your name?
Trevor.
Are you a jet ski kind of guy, Trevor?
Yes, I am.
You sounded.
Yeah.
Come on, Trevor, give us a bit more. Are you a jet ski kind of guy, Trevor?
Yes, I am. I love the water.
Woo!
Well, that's better.
Guess what?
What's that?
You are our first caller through, Trevor, which means...
Wow.
He can hardly contain himself.
He's so excited. You've won yourself that Stag Water Sport jet ski experience at the Dawesville site. How exciting is that?
Awesome.
Ali's Random Facts.
Did you ever wonder what the best way to spread Christmas cheer is?
Yeah, give me lots of presents.
Well, let's check out if you're right. Buddy the Elf is back to help us out with this one.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
That's what you do, Gunners. Ah. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Christmas carols.
Yeah, I think it's probably better if I didn't do that.
Fair enough. Now, a Celtic Christmas is coming to MPAC this Sunday. If you want to get tickets, there's still some available. They are $70 for adults and $50 for children. This is a show not to be missed. A Taste of Ireland bring their seasonal production, A Celtic Christmas, to delight us all. If you'd love to go along, we have a double pass up for grabs right now for this Sunday's show at 2 p.m. 958-119-17 is the number to call if you'd love to see A Celtic Christmas.
The Corrs, Summer Sunshine. Now, the Corrs, they're from Ireland, are they?
They are. They're an Irish folk band.
Which makes a nice segue into our Celtic Christmas ticket giveaway. 91.7 The Wave, good morning.
Hi, it's Peter. I've called up for the tickets for the Celtic show on Sunday.
You would love to go along and see Celtic Christmas?
That's the one.
You're sounding a little bit Celtic yourself.
Very mixed. I'm actually from Birmingham in the UK.
That's what it is.
But I lived in Africa and New Zealand and Japan as well, so it's a little bit mixed up.
You're quite eclectic. Well, this will suit you right down to the ground. A Celtic Christmas coming your way.
Thank you very much.
Okay, it's my turn for the hard word, and today it's bifurcate.
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 Okay.
It doesn't mean A, to tell lies, B, to flash like lightning, C, to divide into parts, or is it D, what happens when Biff Tannen bashes you? You're bifurcated.
Biff Tannen from Back to the Future.
Yep, the bully.
You've been bifurcated. I actually think it's A.
To tell lies?
Yeah.
Well, if you'd have said D, you would have been incorrect.
Really? Surprise, surprise.
If you'd have said B, flash like lightning, you'd have been incorrect. If you'd have said A, to tell lies, you also would have been incorrect. It
no.
was C, to divide into parts, to
no.
bifurcate something.
I thought that was too obvious.
Oh, I thought D was too obvious.
Well, that was too obvious. Let's face it.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.